Katie was worried we were mean to each other last week's episode.
Like as a group?
Oh, no. You guys are never mean. It's just me.
Oh, hey! Oh, that should have been my default. You're right. Jake was a little snippy.
Hey, I'll talk to Derek.
I'll talk to Derek. We'll take the mic back. Yeah, I agree. But no, we've reconciled. I'm just joking.
Is this about the meat? I don't remember what happened last
week. Oh, we got... Well, yeah, we got to talk about the meat dip because we've got the recipe ready.
And I know
that's what people want to know about.
Yeah, I know you guys have been...
From last week.
And my friend sent me the recipe. And guess what? It's a family recipe.
All right, we'll get into it. And that much more. Thank you guys for coming back. Correct opinions. I'm on the road this weekend, San Luis Obispo. Or no, that was just last weekend. I'm ahead of myself.
That was last weekend.
So thank you so much for being there. Whoa, it was awesome.
It was such a fun trip. The kids slept all night through on the bus. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. Everything went perfect. But very soon, we're back. Chicago, Omaha, Des Moines, then Dallas, Texas. I mean, hitting the Bible Belt, baby.
Good.
Hard.
Good.
Stamford, Connecticut. Where else up there? Somewhere else. Red Bank, New Jersey. All my favorite places.
Yes.
And good. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. First time in Bethlehem.
That's a new one, yeah.
I saw that city out there. I was like, I got to get there. That's selling pretty good.
Yeah. Go to Jerusalem, Ohio afterwards.
People, so we're like, no Philly? I was like, Bethlehem's close. What do you think I'm choosing? Okay. Philly, I nearly get murdered.
Yeah, it's the same market.
Bethlehem. Now I'm in heaven.
Yeah. Swaddled in clothing, sleep in a barn.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm going to sleep. I'm removing the bed in the back for strip. Just, hey.
You ask the bus driver, hey, can you tell me, this is weird, can you just say there's no room at the inn? Can you
kind of doing a thing.
Send our family away?
So get tickets. Thanks for just come out and let's roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Oh, that was good.
Okay, I know you guys really want to know this recipe. I don't think I sold it well, but I think I didn't eat it, so I didn't really know what was in it, right?
If you missed last week's episode, Katie went to an all-girls hang, and there was a meat dip. There was a bowl of meat.
That's
and
what I like, You're being called harsh. It, because I didn't know what else to call it. I didn't eat it. I don't eat meat.
All right, let's see the recipe.
It is like a taco dip. Cream cheese, taco meat, salsa, and shredded cheese.
What the big bag kind of... Dang! Dude, that's a bowl of meat. Dude, that's a bowl.
I feel
like...
you
eat it with a spoon or you dip it?
I mean,
like
it's
a ladle?
I mean, it's... I guess, aside from the cream cheese, it's kind of... It's a taco. Taco meat, salsa, and cheese.
It's just taco or just meat and cheese.
That's just the dip, though. Taco Bell just has a big vat of that in the back.
And they just fill up every burrito and every taco.
Yeah, so you just go through there, hey, family recipe, I'll take everything you got, no tortillas, and you got meat dip.
And then you use
cream cheese
chips.
And meat and salsa that's some recession, recession indicating.
And you would eat the whole thing. You would eat the whole thing.
This is all I got, three ingredients.
You would eat the whole thing.
Do you dip chips in it? Kind of scared to ask.
No, just your hand.
Open hand.
Yeah, open hand. Pork rinds.
Pork rinds.
Guys, yeah, break off a pork rind, ladies.
Ew.
Let's have a fantasy draft. Did you win your first fantasy football game? Dude, I don't even.
Don't know.
You don't know.
How would I know that?
I didn't ask.
Can you text her right now, please? Please text your co-owner. Screenshot me the results of our first game, please.
She did.
I'd like to know.
She did just DM me, so she's on her phone.
Great. All right, we'll see.
I just looked up signs of a recession in the United States to fact check this, and you're right. It says rising unemployment, declining consumer spending, a downturn in manufacturing, and female millennials eating meat. That's what it says.
If you see white girls with just pounds of ground beef, something's not... It's not a good sign.
Yeah, sell your house.
I'm just trying to stock up.
You just never know. Might need to hibernate. Just what are you talking about?
Dump truck of Daisy. Forget a dollop.
Dump. I do
get a dump truck of Daisy. Welcome to the fantasy draft, ladies. There's sour cream and meat in the corner. I'm getting Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce had a touchdown.
Oh, good. That's good for us.
Oh, yeah. You had him.
He's on my team. Yeah.
And you had, big play. Who was the kicker? Will Lutz, mm-hmm. your friend?
Yeah. Mm,
how did he do?
Well, I don't know. She just responded. Let's see.
Oh, okay.
It's smart to have a kicker in Denver.
We won.
No altitude. Way. No way. Did she screenshot it?
She's working on it.
Okay. She's working on it. Oh. She's halfway there.
She's like, before I send the screenshot, let you know we did win.
I said we in quotes, because clearly I'm not really part of this.
We did it.
And she said, and
Will Lutz made two field goals.
Got two good pickups on waivers last night.
Oh, she's all over it.
I knew this was going to happen. She was all kind of like, I'm not sure. She's going to be the most into it of anyone.
Got two big
pickups. I was going to say, permission to poke fun a little bit. I'm curious who these big pickups are. I feel like there wasn't a big week one, like, oh my gosh.
Say the big pickups.
You have to get Juju Smith-Schuster off the waivers. What a
hidden gem. I'm going to send you our results. I don't even know what any of this means.
Yeah, do you have the app at all?
I just texted it to you. No, I don't even have the app.
Just texted it to me. All right,
it's going
to
be done via screenshot.
And our transaction history.
Oh yeah, let's see that. I'm curious who the big pickups are.
They won 114-101.
Wow, great win.
Not too bad. You got Puka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Puka Nacua.
Yeah, I knew that.
What ethnicity do you think he is? It's a fun game to play.
Hawaiian.
Good.
What religion?
Answer.
Catholic.
Got a Mormon.
No. BYU has a campus in Hawaii, so it's always safe to assume.
Okay,
what's your big pickup of the week?
We got rid of Trevor Lawrence, and we added Jay Herbert.
Oh, Justin Herbert. That's Jay Herbert.
Gerbert. People call him Gerbert.
Gerbert.
Yeah. They call him the Gerbert baby.
We got rid of Kay Johnson, a running back.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. Never heard of him.
And picked up H. Brown on the Chiefs.
Oh, those actually are big pickups. Are you in like a six-person league? Why are these people available? Why is Gerbert available?
Your co-owner's a dog.
Because people are probably
she's
not
like, I was
even,
up late. I was yeah, jacked up on meat. And I got the guys.
Because probably no one is really looking at it, and the people that do look at it get good people.
I forget. This is an all-female league. I shouldn't hold you to that standard. Good job getting Gerbert.
Good job getting the Gerbert, baby.
Big Gerb.
We're back in the stewed. Good to be back. I was traveling. I went to some football games. I went and saw. I've been getting, you know what? I've been really good at detaching emotionally from sports. But my Oklahoma State Cowboys got beat 69-3. Did you catch this?
Ooh. Did they really?
69-3.
And he flew all the way to Oregon to watch it.
So. Oh my God.
Like that in the third quarter, wasn't it?
Well, it was. How did we that knew happen? It was going to be a blowout, but my goodness. The funniest part was we're supposed to lose by 28 points.
That was the spread.
And we get there and you get in the atmosphere. It's really cool. You're all those buddies. You're like, hey, why not? Let's believe.
Look at them and look at us. I mean, I just see a bunch of big, fast guys.
Our opening kickoff just quack out of bounds. Oh, no. And you just go, oh, no. And then two plays later, they scored a touchdown. And it was like, wow. And it's just brutal to be in opposing territory. You're walking around and all of it's annoying, no matter what they say. Guys chirping you. Wow, yeah, go boat, 66 points. Or then some people are like, hey, welcome. Welcome. You guys enjoying yourselves? I'm like, hey, are you the mayor? Dude, you live an hour from here and you're like work remote. Why are you? They act like I built this town.
This is a city
Welcome
planner.
To my town. That bothers me for some reason. They sit down. Hey, what are you boys thinking? You guys thinking getting the coach? Da-da-da. I don't work for the team, sir. I'm trying to get a pizza slice. It's midnight.
I think it'd be fun to be an opposing fan when you're losing 51-0 because you could just sarcastically be like, hey, this is where we want them, guys.
Oh,
hey,
we did plenty of that.
The spread right now is at 58.
We almost had you.
Yeah, like, let's bet it now. Mm-hmm. There's money to be made off this.
There's a guy right behind me who, this is always a nice reminder to behave myself. You know, a quarter in, it's already a beat down. I'm getting annoyed by other fans, and this nice fan behind us was like, big fans, like, took a photo together. But then he mouthed me later.
Oh, you got a little too comfortable.
Yeah, and then he said something. And then I couldn't help. I was like, I probably shouldn't have done this. But
what did you do?
He just chirped me a little, and it was just too much. And he was like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, just two punches. No, what did he say? Oh, he said something like, mouthed me, like, you guys gonna, you guys, you think you're going to come back? You're something. I go, I'm not on the team. And neither are you. That's what I said to him.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, so nice to meet you. Like, and then I tried to rebound, you know, you're like,
oh, yeah. That was a funny joke, huh? Did you one of those?
Well, then we were in Oregon, right? So then my bit was when someone would run up to us and be like, you boys enjoying? I'd be like, yeah, we checked in a hotel. It was a tent. I did some of those jokes.
Classic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Were you in Portland?
No.
Close enough. A couple hours away.
Yeah, that is really close.
We do. It is different, though, because you're kind of, you think Portland, which I think the outside of Portland people are aware of and they're annoyed of. And we had a guy just be like, oh, no, brother. No liberals down here. None of those effing F-A words.
Yeah,
and then we just two of us out loud go, whoa. You're like, what? You guys from Oklahoma, right? Let's start throwing some slurs around. You're like, what are you doing, dude?
Oh, my God.
Dude, football games are very fun. Just the people you meet. People you talk to, the things you hear.
And the further away from the field you are, the further you go back in time.
Oh, well.
Like, if you're in the upper deck, it's like you're in the 80s again.
It's, yes, oh. And it's purely just the tax brackets.
Yes.
So you're up here. Of course, me and my buddy, like, whatever, cheapest seats. So we're by people. There was a guy, definitely from Portland, behind us, if you know what I mean. I was like, I don't know, where are you sleeping tonight? There's another guy, he had, like, tattoos on his head. He was screaming.
Huh.
And it's fun. It's good. It's like when you and the Chiefs came up and top rows. I mean, last time I went to a Chiefs game, not one but two drunk people fell down multiple rows on my back. And that's what you pay for up there.
That is horrifying.
Yeah.
I sometimes, it also will like restore some humanity. Like last Chiefs game I went to, upper deck, and it's like opposing fan, Chiefs fan. And every time this opposing fan would try to keep his hat on, like, I don't know, the Steelers hat, and the Chiefs fan would just hit his hat off his head.
Sure. Oh, my gosh.
Kind of assault, but yeah. Then he'd smack his hat.
It's in a gray area.
And the Steelers fan is just like, oh, I deserve it. Like, they were just, like, getting along great. I was like, they are going to fight any second, right? But they never did.
I was up in the nosebleeds at an Oklahoma State game, and a guy was inching down the aisle, and he spilt his dip cup. On multiple people.
Oh.
He was like, sorry.
Katie's over there like, oh, I was meat tip.
I was in the bathroom, urinaled up, and a guy puked on the ground behind me. So I got a little splash.
Oh.
So thank you for washing those jeans. That's what you pay for, baby. That's football.
And that's why I only sit in the suite. That's why she's like,
let me get in the club level.
That's why.
And you know, initially you're mad, but the guy... Then he goes in the stall. He was just going, I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. I'm sorry, man. And it made you be like, oh, man, he's trying.
He's but not just trying. Like he just puked at a football game. He's trying the least.
You were 3 feet from the toilet, dude. You couldn't make it a few more steps.
Hustle.
On the hop.
Trying the least is what he's
I'm sorry.
So I feel awful about it. I was like, hey, man, I might be nosebleeds. These are first row jeans, okay? This is raw denim. You need to pay for those, pal.
Yeah, you puke wherever you want on me, but not my jeans.
They're raw denim. I can't wash them. The only way you wash them is put them in the freezer.
Yeah, did you ever shake them out?
Done the freezer trick?
Yeah.
No, I just wash them. I wash them rarely, though.
Yeah.
They never smell. The puke was probably...
Wait, that was this past weekend?
No. I turned them inside out. I wiped them down.
I'm just going to wash your clothes separately from
inside
now
out jeans is hilarious.
I didn't.
Doing the zipper from the inside.
No, I didn't wear them inside. I would have feel this on my skin.
Gross.
You want to talk about how awesome it is to be a dude? So I was there with 10 dudes and we were walking around campus, beautiful, you know, Pacific Northwest. And we came across a big field on the campus with big trees and a bunch of crab apples.
Mm-hmm.
We just played catch with crab apples for 90 minutes. It was a blast.
Yeah.
The only reason we stopped is because we ran out of them. We broke them
you
all.
You broke too many. Crab apples hard to break. Good for you guys.
Well, we were really throwing them far. We're seeing how far we could throw them. And then every day, the next day, mine still hurts a little. Multiple guys had black and blue hands.
From
catching these rock hard crab apples from like 50 yards away.
It feels like they maybe need to do more manual labor. Their hands are a little soft.
You try to catch one. All right. Deal. We saw one in our neighborhood. Let's go play catch after.
Okay. Well, I don't claim to have rough man hands, so I'm sure
we need to find a farmer and test it on him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, I saw a video recently of like some sort of bird called a a heron, a pelican, something. It thought that golf balls on a golf course were eggs. And so it was trying to crack the eggs to eat it. And so it would just take the ball in its beak and slam it against the cart path. And so the balls were bouncing like crazy. So it looks like everyone's like, oh, this bird's just playing. And I feel like that's you and your friends. Just like, let's see who can smash the hedge apple.
Oh, they're having fun. Yeah.
3, 2, 1. And we're just smashing it on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
You guys are that dumb bird.
It's a rare species over there.
Let them be. They're hunting.
They're hunting. Speaking of, I saw a viral video recently of some surveillance of three, looks like college age dudes walking down the street, and they're just like ripped a few flowers out of like a flower bed. Have you seen this?
No, I don't get it.
You can find it, Derek. Well, they're just like, look at these guys doing this for no reason. And to me, it's definitely wrong, but it's like every college dude ever has just kind of walked down the street once and been like, we just knocked this over.
It wasn't like a sketch or anything. It was just like they caught some
kid like security stealing footage. Like, and there's like a flower bed, and they're like, one guy like goes to, you can tell he's like, help me lift it. And they just kind of like turn it on its side and then laugh and walk off.
What?
I don't know if that's a college behavior. That seems more like a 6-year-old would do that. And you're like, oh, that's weird. Why are they doing that?
Yeah. What's the purpose of that?
It's just silly. They're just laughing. And then it's fine. You just set it back up.
And their flowers are ruined.
No.
The
flowers were still planted. You could tell.
They don't know. What if it was like an old lady living there and she couldn't lift it back by herself, and she had to call someone to help. People need to think about that stuff.
If it was an old lady,
yeah.
Well, then she's probably done watering them.
No, she probably waters them every day. Those are probably her pride and joy.
Yeah, you're right. What if her like husband's ashes are under the flower?
Yeah. What if?
Wow, interesting spot to put them, but.
You never know.
I should think more like that. I should think like whenever you're about to do something, like think the worst, most horrific possibility.
You should. And then it will make you behave better.
Like if the guy behind me, the Oregon game, like, hey, I'm going to say, hey, you're not on the team. Like, what if his wife died that morning?
Right.
He wouldn't want to get made.
He's like, my team got split in half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What if?
This morning.
You were beating you by 66. That was how old she was.
What if? You never know. I forgot shoes today.
Yeah, well, hey, Patreon. What? Keep that out of the frame. Get that on Patreon.
But good news, because I got a pedicure yesterday, so they're
oh, so you didn't forget fine. Shoes today.
What color did you go with?
This kind of like mauve-y color.
Pronounced mauve.
This mauve-y color.
And don't comment, it's not. It is, I believe.
Mauve?
Mauve.
Oh, mauve.
Mauve.
It's not nice. Mauve?
I think it's mauve.
We've been over this before, but it was a few years ago, so I've forgotten.
We have, and the
oh, we did, yeah.
The mauve. Google like translator thing.
They say then oftentimes in English, like it's kind of whatever you want.
Right. Well, a lot of times you look up a word on Google, and it's like such a robotic voice that it's not even helpful.
You can't tell.
It's like, how do you pronounce this?
Mauve.
Yeah.
Mauve.
I guess my thing is it's like.
Is it mauve or mauve? Mauve. Mauve.
I've never ever heard anyone say mauve, so I'm just gonna stick with mauve.
Do you hear people saying mauve often?
In my world, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, how would you describe that color?
Mauve?
I'm choosing not to look.
Yeah, thank you. That's why I want you to describe it, because Jake wants to know, but he can't look.
A pinkish brown color. A pinkish brown. Pinkish
brown?
Yeah, a pinkish brown.
Hmm. Beautiful.
A pinkish tan.
Yeah. Kind of like the shade of my dog's butt hole.
Hey, guys, be nice to each other's episode. Come on.
Sorry.
What?
I'm sad when the podcast ends, by the way, guys. When it does, not because I'm
Yeah, what's the sad. Timer at? How much longer do we have?
Oh, 40. Anyway, I'm sad not because I'm done talking to y'all, because it means we're very close to dinner time.
Oh, you meant today.
Which is like,
someday this podcast is going to end.
Oh, wow.
I was like, how much longer do we have?
It's dark.
Jake is like, this is news to me. I don't know.
Dinner time. And I did come home. Katie had cooked a meal. It was very good. But it was so simple, but it was still a mess. And it's just like, how do we simplify this? And our proud sponsor alert, every plate has been a game changer. You don't have to spend big bucks to have great food or take tons of time. They will deliver it to your door. You spend less on these flavor-packed homemade meals than you would on your normal groceries or at a restaurant. Thanks to EveryPlate's constantly rotating weekly recipes, you get fresh, delicious food. Cheesy Mexican street corn hash. Anyone?
Me gusta.
We use it. We love it. They deliver it right to your door. The ingredients, everything you need, cook it up, easy to follow recipes.
It's not one plate. It's not two plates. It's every plate. That's I don't know if you're getting that or not, but it's literally every single plate.
Tell them how they can get it, Katie.
Gosh. I can't really see. What are you waiting for?
Oh, scroll up, Derek, scroll up.
Dig into these flavor-packed meals your household will love.
I'm going to finish her sentence.
Mine sure does. New customers can enjoy this special
offer
of only $1.99 a meal. That's not how it goes. Go to everyplate.com/podcast and use code TREY199 to get started.
TREY 199 to get started. Applies a discount on first box, limited time only. $1.99 a meal. Go right now. Everyplate.com/podcast. Use code TREY199.
That was so cute. You finished my sentence. You have you shown everyone the hats? I think they look really good.
Oh, thank you. I'm wearing my branded relatable hats. Get them on tour.
It looks nice.
Maybe we'll sell them online to the recties if you can't make it. But I like it. You know, I think it's fun to wear a hat around that says relatable to remind people I am. Don't forget it.
Just a relatable Friday right there.
Friday. Yeah. Hats, yes. Right. Just a hat with a word on it is hard to beat. I think.
Because that shirt
with no words is cool, but a hat with no words is, you a cop?
What, are you wearing a wire?
When we were walking around with buddies, it was kind of insane how 12 out of 12 guys would have on a hat and a t-shirt with no words on it.
Everybody's just wearing the same thing.
Yeah.
You kind of got to change it up, man. That's
how
I walked into a...
Like what you guys are both wearing right now?
Exactly. This is all guys wear.
Yep. We're both of, wearing okay, Hoka.
That actually brings me to my correct opinion for the week.
Oh.
Okay. Real quick. I just want to finish that. Okay. We walked into Yard House that was in a Yard House. Yard House is always good.
Sounds like a pirate theme.
That's where I asked for her dad's blessing at a Yard House. So it always holds.
So special.
So special. Me and her dad got a yard beer.
Excuse me.
Derek just said it was his first date.
Yeah. First date. Yep. Something special about the Yard House, baby.
This is a special place.
Were you yelling at Katie's dad asking for her hand in marriage?
You, Rachel, you could see it at a Yard House. If I could go so far to say.
The rooftop?
I don't know.
Private rooftop?
Just a big old beer. Sir, your daughter means the world to me. We walked in, like a few of us, to meet the other seven that were there. And I walked in, and before I even say a word, she's like, "Group's over here." I was like, "What?
You already know? It's obvious."
Like, she was like laughing. She's like a Gen Z girl laughing to herself, like, "You guys all are just like the same," and like laughing. I was like, "What is this?"
That's embarrassing.
It is.
Yeah.
Like hostesses in general are very good at knowing who your party is.
They are.
You just walk in and like, "Oh yeah, they're over here."
They're kind of paid to stereotype people.
Yeah.
In a way.
They're good at it.
With them.
They're good at it. I think I would love that job. Should I become a hostess?
Yeah.
You would be good. Because they can never be too bubbly and friendly. They're kind of like, they're kind of scary. You're like,
yeah.
Part of you.
Do you like
reservation?
Me?
My favorite is when you go, yeah, reservation. And they go, all right, just wait. And you go, hey, I said reservation. Do you know how that works?
I'd be good at it.
Okay, what's your correct opinion?
My correct opinion is that it is not fair how easy it is for guys to get ready versus girls.
Who is it? Sorry.
It's not fair to us. Because let me tell you, have you ever thought, man, I wish it took me as long as it took my wife to get ready? Have you ever thought that?
I have not thought that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what... I've still never been able to figure out what you're doing.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
It just takes 35 minutes. You just go, make up 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
It depends on what I'm putting on. I got to wash my face first.
See, I think you can see.
Bonus step.
Okay, let's do this. You walk us through how girls get ready and we'll
kind of
fix it.
Yeah, take some off that don't need me on the list.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the main issue.
Right. This is getting ready for dinner, or is this morning routine? Where are we at?
We're just going to do like it.
For this.
Pre-podcast.
Yeah, podcast. Yeah. Okay. You know, you're not to the nines, but you look great. What do you do?
Don't worry about shoes.
Today, I showered.
Okay. 50-50.
50-50.
I did not.
You can definitely skip that sometimes.
So I'm wearing
I couldn't
a hat.
Today because I had a plan. See, this is part of it. I had to plan ahead because I needed to wash my hair today because we're getting on a bus tomorrow and there's nowhere for me to shower tomorrow.
All right. All right. I'll give you the shower then.
So I had to wash my hair today. So this is something you guys don't have to like think that far ahead. So
I've never thought ahead to Thursday. Never had to.
No. About if your hair was going to be clean for that day or not.
I haven't thought, but yeah. I have thought about Thursday before.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Thank you.
And so then I did that. And then I had to blow dry my hair, which I have a good bit of hair. So that took a while.
See, we have hats on.
Yes.
See, guys, we already have 90 seconds it takes to get ready. And we go, let's cut that time in half.
Right.
And so you could have wadded it up wet and worn a hat.
Yeah, that would have looked.
So keep going.
That would have looked amazing.
Keep going.
And then.
Yeah.
And then my hair would have looked like a disaster, and so then it would have taken me longer to style it tomorrow.
Hat tomorrow.
Don't have to style it tomorrow.
So you're
going to be on a bus. No one's going to see you.
Yeah, you trying to look good for Tom?
Yeah. Yes. Two minutes for Tom. Yes. You would have a blowout for Tom.
Yes.
Okay. What else?
So just to get it straight, you just recommend I wear a hat every day. That would help me?
Honestly, yeah. It would save a ton of time.
I mean, you see how often guys wear hats?
Right.
All right. What's next?
And then I did do a small curl to the ends.
See, skip. See now we're, yeah, skip. You've yet to say a thing I think you needed to do.
Well, but I did.
Okay.
Because let me remind you of how when I don't do these things, both of you guys like to say that we look like we came from basketball practice.
If she showed up with wet hair and a hat on, I'd be like, Dusty Slay's back on the podcast.
So, like, I remind you how I do have to do these things.
Okay, I see. That's a good point. All right.
I put on my skincare just a little. I just do one step. I just do some vitamin C. I'm pretty simple
vitamin
with that.
Vitamin C on your face?
Uh-huh.
That has got to be a scam.
I would skip.
And some eye cream. And then I had to do...
Hold on.
She see how she...
obviously, eye cream.
And then vitamin C. So then I can be... So two steps.
Okay,
see, this is steps. What... So skip... Skip vitamin C, skip eye cream.
Well, no.
That just saved you a minute.
I can't, though.
Does it go in your eye, or is it like a wrinkle thing?
A wrinkle thing.
Wrinkle thing, okay. Mm-hmm. When you said I can't, I was willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you need this to see.
Oh, I see. No.
No,
just so that I don't age poorly.
Okay.
And then I put my makeup on, and then I got dressed, and I put...
Sorry, I skipped at the wrong time.
Wow.
He couldn't wait for that. Which is the pants. That's pants.
I was late. I was late.
I wasn't expecting to come down in a towel, but okay.
That's so embarrassing.
Wait, I skipped too late. Reverse.
Skip earlier.
Okay, so suggested wardrobe is wet hair and a hat, no makeup, and a towel. That really solves all my problems.
You need to
problems.
Look like you're in a sauna.
I meant makeup skip. I skipped too late.
The best part, the timing of it made it sound like you said it the second. It
was so perfect. Oh, that's too bad. Close skip.
So, overall, I feel like I do have a
pretty... Wait, makeup though, is that, that's a 5-step process?
I mean, it's pretty simple. I'm not wearing a ton of makeup. I keep it pretty... I feel like for, on a scale, I mean, I'm... Yeah,
but I think because Jake, do an impression of how... Do you ever put anything on your face at all? Wash it, cream it?
No. I used to put body wash on my face and people got mad at me.
The 4-in-1? Yeah. Dude, I was like, when are they going to do 5-in-1? There's something else in there.
Yeah.
Tax body deductions. Wash, shampoo, conditioner, face wash?
Yeah.
In.
And then every girl in the comments got mad at me. So now I just don't do anything to my face. It's fine.
And so the only step you ever maybe take is your hair.
Yeah, it's like hair, and then it just kind of runs down your face.
Well, like getting ready. You just clothes on, maybe a touch of something in your hair. Or nothing in your hair.
No, yeah. And maybe there might be something in the hair. That's it.
And do you do it quick? I feel like the speed may be an issue. Where I could tell she's over there. I put the hair. How fast can
you've
I do
like this? Scratched your head multiple times trying to do that.
I've had scratches on my forehead before. I fixed my hair too aggressive.
A little like psychotic, honestly.
I think then you get me in a skincare. I put the she's like Now around the eyes, you're supposed to dab it.
Yeah, so you don't rub around the eyes. Wrinkles.
I mean, I'm messing my stuff up. I don't get how y'all take your dab, dab, dab.
I've seen Rachel shave her armpits. Like she's got to be some. She got to like put out a fire and no, in like 5 seconds.
Oh, she's fast. Good.
It's insane, and I'm like, chill. You're gonna go to the hospital. You're gonna like cut yourself open. Like
there's an artery under there.
Yeah. What are you racing towards? She's insane with the pits.
Armpits can be pretty fast. Oops. But yeah, so that's so. I just there are days sometimes when it's like a special event or something. It's fun if you have time to get ready. You get like a glass of wine or something to get ready for
girls
the night.
Girls like to get ready together.
It's a fun process.
A little music on.
But just like an everyday, it's just a little unfair. It really cuts into my day.
The rare times I do the whole thing where I shower, I shave, aftershave, moisturizer, deodorant. It is kind of you put on so many smell good that you're like, wow, I've never been this clean in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
And then you get in the car to go somewhere and like your lower back is sweating by the time you get there. And you're like, what's the point? Dang it. Stink again.
That's true. Do you have a crutch pain? You had. So I have a couple from the recties too.
Oh yeah. My correct opinion is I don't need pleasantries when speaking to a customer service agent.
Mm.
I'm a pleasant guy. I invented pleasantries. Find me someone who doesn't love being more pleasant than me.
I can't.
Except when I need something from a customer service representative. I was on the phone with, doesn't matter, someone, I think it was my mortgage company. Hi, this is Angela. And who do I have the utmost privilege of speaking with today? Don't need utmost, don't need privilege.
Just give me that low rate.
Yeah, don't really need, I mean, I don't even want you to know my name. I'm going to tell you an account number and I'm going to ask you a question.
It's awful too. When you get on, they're like, I'm just going to work on this. And you're thinking, all right, I'll just wait. And they're like,
wow.
What are you up to today, Jacob?
Yeah, I know that.
And you go, whoa.
I was planning on kind of putting you to the side while I work on something else.
I'd rather you ask me to be like, hey, would you send me a nude photo? Like, what you're asking is so intrusive. I don't know you, dude. Just rebook my flight.
Yeah, I can't see you. I don't know.
Any fun plans today, Thomas? What? I just need an upgrade. I don't.
It's like customer service. And Chipotle workers are treating me opposite of how I want them to treat me. I think I've talked about it before. Like you go to Chipotle and they look at you like they go, what?
Let me guess, beans and rice. Yeah,
they're so mad at you for walking in. Like,
they're,
what?
It,
you're like, sorry, burrito.
They're so furious that you don't. Like, can you imagine going to Chipotle for the first time right now? I think they'd shoot you in the head.
Yeah.
Like, so, okay. How does this work? I ain't got time. Bowl of burrito. Wire black. You know,
they have no patience for it. In a long time.
It's scary. You better have it ready.
There's no more pleasantry.
Really?
Yeah. No. It's just one AirPod in and just no Fs.
They're just looking at you. And it, God forbid, if they go too fast, you're like, actually, I did want the
vegetable.
They just, okay, are you sure? Because I can do that, but I'm going to blow your head off. It's kind of the energy they get.
Are they like,
I'm going to come over there and kill you. So I can go back to the veggies. I'm going to come beat you to death.
Are they not paid well?
I don't know. I mean, that's the great, the Sebastian bit where he's just like, these people, 9 hours a day, all they hear is just beans, rice, chicken. I mean, for 8 hour shifts, they just hear white rice. Pinto beans, chicken, salsa, black beans, brown rice. I mean, that they just do that. So I wouldn't be very pleasant either, to be fair.
But that's how I want customer service agent to talk to me. Just like, I would truly love if they answer the phone and just said, what do you need? I'd say, perfect.
Yeah.
I have everything ready for you.
Hey, what do you need? I hate my life. What do you need? Yeah, I hate that I'm doing this too. Let's wrap it up.
Hey, I get a raise if this is under 2 minutes. Great. Let's work on this together. Let's get this wrapped up at two minutes.
By the way, there's a survey at the end. Hang up immediately. You shouldn't do that. Don't do it. That sucks so much.
Who
don't
does
do
those?
It.
Yeah.
Even if I've had a bad experience, I think maybe I will. And then I think, no.
By the time you get off the phone with a bad experience, you're like, I'm not going
to
stay
on
here.
I'm so ready to be done.
I'll tell you what. If they do it, if they really get me a good job, they do what I need them to do, I'll be a survey guy sometimes. Hang around for like a part of the survey. Hang around for the survey. What 1 to 5, was it good? 5, good. And they go, if you could, and then I'm out. And then I'm like, all right, now, come on, I've waited for the survey. Don't just put me through the third degree.
I did do a bone survey once. It was like for the children's hospital in our area. And I thought, this is a good like thing I should do. Thinking this will be a 5 to 10 minute thing.
Have you been there?
I've been there, but it was like through our pediatrician. And,
oh, I see.
And it was on the phone. And anyways, 20 minutes later, I was like, I'm sorry, but you've asked me 50 questions. I have to go now. She's like, but if you don't finish the week, then I can't use any of it. Like, we're almost done. I was you should warn people. This is crazy.
Yeah.
So that was the end of me ever doing a survey again.
I was on the phone. Good for you. This is a separate customer service call, but right before this, because I got a text. It was like, your Coinbase code is 567. I was like, oh boy, I'm not trying to sign into Coinbase right now. I am driving. So then I got to call them and let them know. And that's not easy. But just the funny thing about this conversation was when the first answers, I'll be honest, a little bit, we was like, great, another like Indian, Asian sounding like customer service person who I can't understand. I got 5 minutes through the phone call and realized they were just British. it was just so hard to understand a British accent. I was like, yeah, this is Korean or Indian or something.
There's no way. There's from Liverpool.
Yeah. I was like embarrassed to myself. I was like, man, he's been British this whole time. Man, I couldn't understand them. Wow. But it's because I only watch Netflix. Like, if they're British, I gotta throw captions on. So
really, is that like the accent? Is that like the main accent you can't understand?
It's probably just like my dad's genes getting amped up in me. Just like I'm becoming my dad, and I can't hear. And if it's not like farm language, then it's just I can't understand it.
It's really true. It's embedded in there. On the white flight home, I went to a Quiznos, and this woman,
you went
to
a Quiznos? When was that place is still open?
I think it's the only one.
Found it underground.
That is wild.
The only one. It's in the Denver airport.
Ever since that.
Makes sense, right?
The weird rodent commercial, never ate there again.
Yeah, the rats as your mascot was a wild choice. And yeah, it was not very good, but the woman, it was a surprise sandwich. I went three huhs and just said, let's ring it up. See what happens.
Like she was like trying to. Like, you're like, all right, can I get turkey? And then she says stuff, and you're like, I don't know.
I remember I said pepperoncini, because it was on the list, and she kind of gave a look, and then banana peppers popped up, and I was just like, oh boy, we're struggling right now.
I
don't know how to say pepperoncini any different. I feel like it's the first time anyone's ever ordered that there.
Yeah. I didn't know a rat was their mascot. That's so funny.
It was
funny.
It was a little commercial. Two rats would pop up. They'd be like,
Yeah, it was so gross.
What does it sound like?
I don't really know. We should watch it. If you've never seen it, yeah. We should pull it up.
Oh,
I think that's a meme. That's not what they look like.
I honestly believe it because when I look up Quiznos wraps, it fills up the page of Google.
Whoa, that's really, all it is.
There's no way. Is that what they looked like?
I'll find the video.
Wow. Huh. That's maybe so I'll... funny they did that. Maybe the, like Ratatouille came out like, hey, it's a good time for rats. Let's switch our mascot. I didn't know that. That's so funny.
We love these dogs. Oh, it really. Cause they are good to us.
Oh, man,
there's no way that's. Is that real?
Yeah, 2003.
Yes.
They are tasty. They are crunchy. They are warm because they taught them.
Those are mice.
Yeah, it's like it's under.
They're like Chernobyl rats.
Yeah,
yeah, like googly eyes and human teeth. Like,
oh, that does look good though.
That does look good. Dang.
Santa Fe.
Who thought that was the right choice? I don't.
Just show me more of the sandwiches because the sandwiches sold me. The rats did not. That's actually really, really bad. I mean, that's like that looks like what you want in like your Mucinex commercials. It's like these are the germs inside your nose.
Yes.
Get them out of your sinuses. Not spokesperson for food.
My correct opinion is. I have to say that my correct opinion is doing high rocks does make you a loser. Come to that conclusion.
And what are you training for this December?
I'm doing it.
What brought you to that conclusion?
I've just seen enough content now, and they're like, there's new rules on what qualifies for a proper burpee. And like, have you seen the rules on like the correct form? I don't know. It's
getting a little too legalistic.
Everyone's shirtless, and they got all this. The watches on, and they tie watches to their chest. And
yeah, a lot of guys are wearing sports bras now. Sports bras, I've seen.
And they're just running around a warehouse doing burpees. And
how into like the fitness tech do you get?
I did just get a nice watch.
Yeah,
which I don't know. I guess it's cool. It's got all these functions that I'm not even going to.
Analog and military.
Basically, it, yeah, there's no reason. It just tells my heart rate. And I go, yeah, it's high.
Yeah, I am sweating.
Yeah. I don't know what that does for me, but ooh, I'm working. Working
you,
hard.
You guys get into the fitness rings? You all do that?
No.
We don't. We've never gotten into that. I have never gotten into any sort of fitness tracker. I don't.
I want to do a fitness like dog collar. No one's done that yet.
That was like chokers were in for a second.
Yes.
They missed an opportunity.
Yeah. Really
I thought that would be accurate.
You're breathing hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on tight.
You're swallowing every 6 seconds. Can't be right. we had some rectus and incorrect opinions. Send us everything. Trading.com/correct opinions. Want to hear from you.
I love the one from, I think it was last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, the X-ray tech with the AirPod in. That was so good.
That was
so
good.
Send in more of those. That's so funny.
Allie wrote in, my correct opinion is when you post on Facebook about your child, you don't need to direct it to your child. For example, happy second birthday. You are so adventurous and you are constantly making mommy and daddy laugh. We love you. Like, sorry, is your two-year-old reading this? Just say something like, we can't wait to see you grow up. And then she doubles down. She goes, same with people who have passed. You are so
missed.
That's
what I was going to ask about.
Oh, he is so missed. Like, can we stop acting like this person can't even read this?
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Love the pod, by the way. Katie's my girl.
Allie.
It's Allie.
Just know, Katie, if you drop dead, she's not going to be like, Katie, you were so amazing.
Yeah, she would say, Katie was so amazing.
Katie was amazing.
Yeah.
Katie's 6 feet under. She can't read. But man, I did like her.
Yes.
I like, she's very realistic.
I've doubled down, which you got to respect.
I feel like Allie doesn't like dogs either. I'm getting that vibe.
I just like the thought of Allie, like one of her best friend's dad dies and she does a post and she just comments like, he can't read this.
Oh my gosh.
FYI, he's like, you literally just said it. He's dead. He can't read this.
If you really believe he's dead, then why are you addressing this to him?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Daddy, you are so amazing. She just types were asterisk.
Oh my gosh.
She is her opinion. It's not mine.
That is a funny opinion.
That is good though. I like that. I like when people get annoyed at stuff like that. 2-year-old, you are so amazing. You are adventurous. It's a close second. That's not even a close second. I mean, by the way, the worst is when they go ahead and do like first person, like, I sure am. I sure have grown up. I'm the big boy.
You see that a lot with dog Instagrams. Oof. I woof you.
Oh.
Yeah. Dogs somehow have a complete understanding of the English language, but can't spell right. How's that work?
That doesn't work. Yeah, that's annoying. And they, because their paws would be all over the place. There's autocorrect. It would spout out some crazy sentence, but it would do.
Yeah, it's odd that the dogs only misspell things if it's a dog pun. That's the only time they misspell a word. I think that's weird of the dogs.
What would a dog maybe say in his caption? I'm going to show you how autocorrect would do it.
Okay.
I should do it with my paws. Yeah. Okay.
I woof my new dog collar.
I wife my mad dog Cadillac.
See, that's pretty.
See, that's funny. That would make more sense. And then, of course, no one, people are like, what in the world is he saying? I don't know. He has three paws. He's a dog.
He's not going to make sense most of the time.
Start it right now. I wife my new dog Cadillac. That's what it'd be. Give me any of this. What would a dog say? Cute post. His birthday. 1 year old.
I had a tail wagging time today.
That's good.
That's good. That's okay. Good. Omaha versus in Van Wagergeim Repkas.
That's fun. That's, to follow along.
This is like a new Mad Lib.
Yeah, because you're like, all right, I got the word wag in there. Yeah, he's wagging about something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the photo helps give context.
Yep.
Oh, he was at the Omaha baseball game, maybe. I don't know. He's having a tail wagging time.
Yeah, Air Bud. Baseball. We need more Air Buds. Do they use all the sports?
You know they're coming back with one? Can we talk about this? But it's basketball. No, not a new sport.
That's a good call.
Derek, pull up the movie poster for it, because it's got a really funny catchphrase. It just seems like it's like 14th on the list of like movie catchphrases.
Air Bud.
You know, it's like Air Bud and then something dumb. I can't remember what it is though.
I feel like they really should have gone with pickleball, don't you?
Pickleball's in right now.
Like a pickup game, pick up poop.
Pick up poop.
Half.
You find it, Derek?
Yeah.
Half court. Oh,
yeah, just ain't no rules.
Ain't no rules.
Ain't no rules.
Isn't that bad?
Ain't no rules. What is it, like a Mike Vick situation? they just come out with an R-rated trailer.
Oh my gosh.
Just like, they're just ripping each other. I'm like, oh
my gosh.
Air Bud.
Ain't no rules. It's like not, it has it's nothing with basketball or a dog. It just
like,
ain't no rules.
Ain't no rules. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
Hmm. So that's coming out 2026. Ain't no rules.
Do you think that someone wanted to make an Air Bud 10 years ago and they said, we're going to breed up the next Air Bud?
Oh, this has been in the works for a while.
Do you think that's what happened?
I had the thought of it. What took so long? Like, it's just tough to find a golden retriever that can hoop.
That would actually be a great storyline if we find out this is the original Air Buddy's, you know, grandson.
Yeah, kind of like how Secretariat's seed made all of the current fastest horses.
Yeah.
Like,
that has to
see
be
all
the
these retrievers playing basketball all the time.
They're all Air Buds.
Well, they've chained up Air Bud and
yeah,
spread them.
Yeah, ain't no rules.
That has
ain't no
to rules. Be
that's the theme.
That's he's in a basement be the somewhere.
No rules when you're spreading seed.
Just black market. People are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for a sample.
Yeah. Stud fee.
Stud fee. That's what I needed to say.
Yeah. You think that's going to be the movie, Katie? It's like the genealogy or like
you know, that's how they made Yao Ming, right?
The Chinese government set them up.
Yeah. They got stud fees from a couple beasts.
What?
Yao Ming, 7'6", all Hall of Fame basketball player from China.
Yes.
I don't know if you've noticed this, Katie. You see a lot of Chinese guys balling. Or 7'6".
Yes, I get that.
They just took two freak athletes who was like a 6'3" woman and like a 6'8" guy. They said, hey, you two.
Really?
And of course, they and then first try was a girl.
Whoops.
Whoops.
What?
And so they go again, and they were the only ones allowed to have two, and then Yao Ming came out.
Really? It was either the government, truly, or like the Chinese Basketball Federation. Some like organization like arranged this child.
Oh.
And I think that we should normalize that, to be honest.
Oh.
Because people love to do that. They're like, wait.
What
if Shaq and Lisa Leslie?
Oh, yeah. There was a billionaire who was like offering LeBron and Serena Williams a ton of money to like procreate.
Oh, my God.
What?
Hey, whoa. You know,
that's
so... What if they hit it off?
aren't they both married?
Yes, happily. But... You never know.
But not to a Hall of Fame athlete. Who's Serena Williams married to?
I don't know if she is, honestly.
Yeah, isn't he some scrub from tech?
Like Reddit? Isn't that the one?
Is she the one
from
who has
Reddit?
Twins?
She met him on Reddit?
She had a twin. Venus.
Right,
twin
but
sister.
Didn't one of them have twins? Like birth twins? Or maybe I made that
up. They say it gets passed down. I don't know.
What does he do? Oh, she married the co-founder of Reddit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, listen, I'm sure he's a rich guy, but
high achieving people.
But what are they going to make? Serena, she's a genius. I don't know.
Smart athlete.
But they're probably just going to put out a above average athlete and smart person. You gotta team up with. That's why we teamed up.
And what are we?
And we're going to get to see it at the race, which is coming soon.
Yes.
875 patrons. We're almost there. Trey
King,
you're gonna race
fast. That means the next couple of weeks we're gonna be racing. Go to patreon.com/TreyKennedy, a few more patrons, and we're gonna live stream us racing on a track.
It really just depends on the day. Some days I just really feel like I am going to maybe beat you or be really close. And
we're gonna do a 400 meter and an 800 meter.
Other days I think
keep down to condition.
This is gonna be really scary.
Have you seen those podcast clips of Amon-Ra St. Brown's dad talking about how he breeds for athletes? Have you seen this?
No.
It's pretty funny because he's like probably in his 60s, so he just doesn't hold back. Nothing he's saying is PC. And he's just talking about he's black and he married a white woman, but he told his sons, you need to marry a black woman because you can't cut it twice.
I rolled the dice, all right?
Oh my God.
It worked out. But we got to kind of jump it. We got to get a little blacker up in here. Yeah.
And
his
sons are dying laughing and he's so serious. He's like, no, listen to me now. You can't. Y'all want athletes, right?
You better marry a black woman. And they're like, Dad, are you racist? He's like, no. I just want you to be athletic. Are you out of your mind?
He's like, I'm a strategist. He's so funny.
Can't cut it.
Can't cut it twice.
You know, these dads we need more of. LeVar Ball, remember his run all the time?
Had a good run.
he just go around saying he's better at basketball than Michael Jordan. That's just easy entertainment.
Wow.
Have you ever lost a basketball game? Never lost. Ever? Nope.
He said once, there's only two guys better than me and I'm both of them. What does that mean? What a line.
Wait, this is not a professional player. This is just the dad? It's
the dad of some professional players.
Professional player.
Wow.
They would let him on ESPN. They're typically unhinged, yeah. Very rarely is a guy in professional, like in the top of professional sports, like, yeah, my daddy let me do whatever I want. No, he'd be like, no, he'd whoop me if I didn't do enough drills.
So should we do that or no?
If we want him to be, I think, again, I'm a big believer in if you're a professional athlete, you probably are related to a professional athlete or someone who got close.
Yeah.
So what are we doing good at? I guess being silly. So I'm going to say, come up with another bit.
Come on, clown.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You want the belt?
Be funny.
Do another punchline. Yeah. And that'll make him funny.
Punchline.
Yeah. You know why they call it a punchline? Because that's the only way to find it.
Yeah.
To get punched.
It does seem like, especially in individual sports, like you have to have an insane dad to succeed. Venus and Serena.
Almost always.
Tiger Woods, Andre Agassi. All of them say, I will not parent my kids the same way I was parented.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, no. Every night I go to bed, I'm depressed. This is
Yeah. I won a lot of medals. I won a lot of trophies, but I hate my dad and my life. So?
Well, congrats.
But you don't hear a comedian saying it, so I think you should give it a try.
Okay.
Punchline.
Okay, let's get to... Okay, a lot of people have been wanting an update. It's been a long time. Our girl, Jenna. You guys remember the... Ellen DeGenderless, some would call her.
Yes, one of my favorites of 2024. My favorite follows.
She's still making content, is the update. Thank goodness.
Last we checked in, finally found someone, and so we kind of...
But she seems to be back on the prowl, perhaps.
Yeah, my guess is that didn't stick around.
She's still making it. She's got a little different look. Was she always wearing a bandana?
No.
Go down.
I think she had a bandana, but not...
Let's find the big hitters here. We got any million view ones?
She wore a hat, I feel like, all the time.
I thought she was a bandana. Yeah, the hat looks good too.
Oh, okay, there, million views.
Telling your partner where you're at, what you're doing, and what time you're coming home is not control. It's called respect and communication, baby. Let that sink in.
Oh, man.
She's so back.
She's back.
She's so back.
She clearly got her heart broken. Just letting someone know, you know where you're at. That's just respect.
It's going to start to get really sad.
Well, she still got her Jeep. She's still proud of her Jeep, clearly.
Got her Jeep. Got a cool bandana on.
Mm-hmm.
Let it sink in, man. Hey, if you're in love and you simply want to know where they're at.
That's not being controlling.
Let that sink in. That's all right.
Hey, if you let me try to do the voice. If you text your wife, no. If you
tell your partner
what time it is, that's okay.
Mind blown. Give us another. Okay.
I like this view.
Where's the girl?
Oh, here we go. The classic that started it all. Oh,
where's the girl? That's 5'5" or shorter. Loves forehead kisses, random compliments,
kiss her forehead.
Sneaky hugs from behind, and little baby's always apologizing for everything. Where you at, baby?
Forehead kisses. You got a bandana on her forehead. I like kiss it.
Well, no one's there to kiss it right now,
she said, where's the girl at who's really 5'5 or small, really little.
5'5 or shorter.
Mm-hmm.
That likes to be snuck up on from behind.
Sneaky hugs from behind, forehead kisses, and little babies always
and
apologizing.
And I'm always apologizing. She's like, where's that little girl at? I can come up from behind and take her and apologize. Like, what do you want? It's an odd request.
From what I remember, she's got a bit of a new outro. I feel like she used to click with the peace sign, and now she's doing like
the hand.
She palms the camera.
The little wink.
There was also a guy that we were watching that was kind of in the same boat.
Yeah.
But he found someone, right?
The dad too.
Yeah, it was a dad with like all the filters and country music. Someone.
They seemed happy.
Because I just
yeah, I'm doing fine. Going right down with some gasoline. Can you imagine making a song and I mean she uses that song for every one of them.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, we're trending on TikTok. I wonder what it is.
What demographic is using it?
Where's a 410 girl I can pick up and run away with?
What do you think?
Do we're all them 5'2 girls that are easy to abduct.
Where do you think she... Do we know where she lives?
There, I'm doing right.
Do we know where she lives?
Yep.
Florida, right. It's got to be Florida.
Daytona.
It's got to be. It's got to be.
Yeah, where did the...
She's really giving Florida vibes.
The lesbians of Florida?
Yeah, it's Daytona. It's probably Tallahassee and maybe a little bit of like downtown Tampa.
Sarasota a little bit.
Yeah, maybe a little Sarasota. Maybe like, I don't know, Cuba.
Oh.
South Florida.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
Maybe yeah. Cuba.
Naples.
So I found someone literally yesterday. Derek, look up on Instagram, Tyler James Nolan. You guys seen this guy?
Nope, but I'm excited.
So it came up as just like, this is just a guy just like purely thirst trapping. Like he's got a formula down of just like lip sync in the mirror. He's a good looking dude over and over and over again. Mm. And all the comments are like, dude, stop. Please don't do this. And then you go look at his page and he's like happily married and they're expecting and they did a gender reveal. But all he does is thirst trap content.
Yeah, you got to pay the bills.
Yeah, this is like kind of a new.
Pay the bills.
At first I was like, oh, same old classic.
But he's not paying the bills if, like, what is he? Is he getting brand deals?
Where my Shaboozy fans at? Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need 30 more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a thing. Crazy. Oh my.
Good lord. So that's basically it. You've seen one, you've seen them all.
Dude, just that's like take a so song. Crazy doing two like this.
And that has, yeah.
He did two. He did, if you're listening, he did two like rock on.
Hook 'em horns.
With all right, the here. Pinky, he said 1 to the 2, and then later song, 2 more.
Oh, no. And then what?
And so this was a, the song is at a, how many drinks you need. So I'm the bartender. Hey, what can I get for you, man?
I'll have all the cup beers. Make it 2 of them.
Sorry, we don't sell that. Was that a type? What are you saying? We don't sell like a rock on beer. We don't have a rock on drink.
Whatever's light and cold, I'll take a couple of them. I'm like, sir, what?
Get out of here.
Yeah, are you having like your rock on? Or
do you go to University of Texas?
Yeah,
what's happening? I'll just take 2. One for me and one for her. I'll take 2.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like what my 2-year-old does. How do you do 2? Is it what 2? Yeah, it's like.
And so that got like 9.5 million views. And that's all he does. He just like finds a song, lip syncs like the first 90% to the mirror, last 10% to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then about every now and then we'll be like, hey, we're expecting.
But I guess the girl. Question is like, what is he? He's getting all those views, but like you guys know.
This is what's fascinating. He's making like $1,000 a month from this.
Right. That's what I'm
saying.
There's
like no way to monetize it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like he's getting, is he getting brand deals from doing this or like.
No. Sorry, I got a real crazy one. Just the thumbnail of this one.
Oh.
You found one? Okay.
When she comes over with no makeup and her hair is up in a bun.
12.7 million.
What?
Here we go.
Oh, it's awesome. Stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor.
Same outfit, hat,
everything. Good lord. Stepping on the table. Oh my good lord. Wow. So, I mean, yeah, you can't monetize a 5-second video. Not even close. There's also a copyrighted song in it. So he's quite literally not paying the bills with this.
When she comes over with no makeup and her hair up in a bun, this is a classic NPC guy. Hey, girl.
Google.
Yeah, believe it or not. When you're not even all dolled up, I still think you're hot. When she shows up to the studio with her wet hair and a ball and no shoes on.
And no clothes if we're lucky.
Yeah. Good lord. Someone pour me up a dose of whiskey. I love all the comments. These people are insane. The top comments like, question for the men. Do you prefer a high or a low bun? No guy in the world knows what that means.
Well, that it's just
dang, girl, you got a bun. Dang, that thing is low, though. And then there's Did you put it high? I want the bun to be high.
You do know what that means.
Yeah, put it on top of your head. Yeah, when you look like Wendy Lou Who.
Wendy Lou
Who. Wendy Lou Who. Good Lord. Cindy Lou Who.
Whatever.
Well, Wendy's got the more of the unicorn bun.
Dang, girl, you too good to be true.
It's just, it's sad too, because it's like girls being like, it's so great. You appreciate natural beauty.
Mm. Yeah, girls are falling for this.
Oh, that's so sad.
Trey, quick question for you. How many minutes would you prefer Katie take to get ready every time you go out to dinner?
Two. Dang, girl. Hey, all you need is 2 minutes, girl.
That is...
double shot of whiskey. What a guy. I love... I would love to meet these guys.
I'm going to need to do a like deep. Like, I want to see his wife.
I'm so glad I thought of this. Yeah.
Dude, I need you guys, to see.
Fascinating.
Because yeah. I know we've reviewed our other buddy who does the like church. Like,
cowboy?
Cowboy church going outfit. Oh, man. I'm looking for just
dadgum.
Jesus, girl.
Two girls.
And it's, if someone looked at my algorithm, they'd be like, this guy's going to cheat on Katie with a man. Because I watch these guys. I'm like, I'll even catch them. They're viewed on a podcast. I'll listen to the podcast. Yeah. Because I just need to know.
We need to have them on. We have to have one of them on the podcast.
We gotta have one of them on. Just walk us through it.
Katie, quick question. How many fantasy leagues is Trey in?
3.
didn't do the bit.
All right, what if I
too many was what I was going for.
Oh. How about 3?
That was close. I'm in too many. Katie, I like your team. Your team isn't.
I bad, am. My only coach, is asking what you think about my team, our team.
How many girls are in the league?
Two thumbs 12? Up for me.
Well, there's co-owners and stuff, right? There's 10 teams.
No, there's. I think there's 12 teams.
12 wow. teams.
Yeah.
How many girls are in the league?
I guess 12 plus me.
It'd be this many.
13.
This
I'm
many
the only girls? Person who's like a co.
Yeah. That many.
That
yeah,
many.
Yeah. Yeah.
12.
That many, yeah. 12.
Yeah, Trevor rolling out Trevor Lawrence was kind of a wild strategy. He stinks. But well, Bucky Irving, Aaron Jones, people, this is going to bore people to death. Puka's my guy this year. Your team's...
Tell your coach, job well done. I'm impressed, Katie. Because okay. You have a good team.
She said, our bench was really good, which wasn't ideal, but good for the future. We are projected to win this week, too.
Girls,
oh my gosh,
love the projections. I've learned Rachel's been playing fantasy the last 2 years.
Those mean absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
I'm confused that she has Aaron. She has. Oh, I mistook that. That's Aaron Jones, not age. Never mind.
Aaron Judge is a Yankee.
So the first two picks were Puka and Amon-Ra St. Brown. I don't know how you got both them. Well, I guess. Yeah, I do. All right. Anyway, that's boring to people. We'll see. Your team's okay. I don't think it's great. You're not gonna make the playoffs. I'm gonna call right now.
All right, I'll let her know.
Let's give you some fan videos. It's been too long. Send in your fan videos and everything. Like I said, our website. It's on my website, trachea.com/correctopinions. And we'll continue this convo on our Patreon. A new episode every week. We've got dozens of episodes you can catch up on if you're looking for more. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy. And you get to see us. You get to see the episode of the Rachels on there if you missed it.
Yep.
We're going to live stream a race. What's up?
My correct opinion is that it is not cute or romantic to finish each other's sentences. Just let people finish their own sentences.
Got it.
Have you guys ever seen anyone do this?
What? Do what?
Finish each other's sentences?
Let's try to do it.
All right. This week it's going to be crazy, right? You're both on the bus. How are you feeling about it?
I'm so excited. I'm just so glad my whole family will be there.
Be there and we're going to be there together. Bus. Yeah.
Okay, keep going. Be on
you
it.
Start it.
And it's going to be so fun because we're going to get to see my aunt, uncle, cool. and my cousin. And my friends are in Tahoe.
your friend Taco?
My friends are going to be in Tahoe.
My friend Taco.
Your aunt and uncle will be there? Yes. Have I met them before?
We're getting sidetracked.
Dude, this is
great. Trey loves this bit. It is his favorite.
You
want to
talk about learning how your wife doesn't respect you at all? She'll be like, hey, by the way, my uncle Mike's in town. He's going to stop by. I go, ooh. Is that like a distant?
Oh.
And but meanwhile, I've met and talked to this guy 7 times. And she'll be like, are you serious? She believes me. Like, of course I know who Uncle Mike is, dude.
Well, it's because I feel like at the beginning of our relationship, those were real questions. Right. I don't think you understand what finishing each other's sentences means. It doesn't mean you just talk over each other.
Well, if it's the same word.
What does it mean?
Like, that I would stop talking and you
and
would.
Then I would finish the thought.
Yes.
Well, you have to keep talking, though, so we say it at the same time, right?
No, I think.
You're saying finishing
what's
your sentences.
Favorite? What's your favorite food?
Ice cream.
Does that count?
I don't think that's what
I see what you're
what's
saying.
What's your
though?
Name?
Katie. Talking at the same time is not. I don't.
Yeah, that's a jinx.
Okay, let's do it. Let's try it. We can do it. Ask us about.
Katie, what's your strategy running the 800 meter?
I'm just going to get out there and
ice my bunions before. Shoot.
Well, that's the risk you take. We try to be romantic. You got to take a chance.
Well, shout out to that, Rexy. She gave us a short and sweet one. Pretty impressive. Brought the average down.
I agree with you.
She's not cute or romantic. She doesn't like it. Do you know someone who's really good at this?
I'm with you guys. I don't think I see this happen a lot outside of like maybe a movie or a cheesy couple in a show.
Well, I agree. That would annoy me if someone was good at that.
But yeah, if I saw it firsthand, I would ask to stop.
We are good at it, because Katie keeps me guessing.
Yeah, right.
I think it's also because she says so few words.
Like, two per day.
Two per day. Mm-hmm. Maybe just...
I would say I'm probably up to 22.
Is it funnier having him narrower, or like, as far out as you can get?
Narrow's pretty good, too.
Narrow is weirder.
Wait, other fan like... videos? How long is this?
We're at like a minute five.
Hour five?
Hour five talking hard.
Oh, wow. Well, all right, we'll save a fan video for Patreon. And I will finish with a couple more thoughts. Your team, I was being nice. Your team stinks. And mine's really good.
Oh.
And that's a big deal. Because you know after week one. And it's going to, it just means I'm going to watch every game. Do you realize? So we're Lake Tahoe, we're staying an extra day.
Yeah.
It's NFL Sunday. And just, it'll be amazing to be just at a nice hotel watching the games.
Not what we're doing.
Yeah. Don't fight in front of me, guys.
Katie, why don't you leave? Tell, what was your highs and lows of your past week?
Oh, my highs and lows.
Yeah, your whoops and poops.
Oh, I've never heard it like that. The last week, my highs are I went to get a facial and went to a workout class.
Huge week.
So depressing.
And my lows were being away from Trey.
Oh.
Being away from you.
Thank you. Very nice. I'm very glad you're on the road with me a lot from here on out. So come on out. Maybe you'll maybe you guys will see her there. Maybe I'll bring you up on stage without you knowing.
I would love that.
Love you guys. Continue on Patreon. We'll talk to you next week. Peace.
Correct opinion.